This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Just several days ago, U.S. officials were suggesting that violence in Iraq was beginning to decline. Now insurgents have made two high-profile moves. Today, insurgents released videotape of a kidnapped French journalist as she pleaded for help. Yesterday, a suicide bombing killed 125 people. The targets were Iraqi civilians applying for government jobs. The attack represents a bold challenge to the country's efforts to build a security force that's capable of taking over from the American military. NPR's Ben Gilbert begins our coverage with this from Baghdad.
The explosion left the entrance to the medical clinic scarred black and pockmarked from the blast and metal shrapnel. A few yards away, the ruined hulk of the suicide bomber's engine sat among puddles of blood. Television footage showed Iraqi security forces and firemen running frantically among a large crowd as onlookers looked for relatives and shouted, "God is great." Hilla is home to more than 500,000 Iraqis, many of them Shiite Muslims. The Shia gained a majority in the newly elected National Assembly, and Hilla sits on the southern edge of the so-called Sunni Triangle, about 60 miles south of Baghdad. The town's location makes its population, and especially Iraqi police recruits, an easy target for the mainly Sunni insurgency set on sparking a civil war between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. The only other single attack that rivals the scale of yesterday's car bombing occurred at a mosque in the Shiite holy city of Najaf in August of 2003. At least 80 people were killed in that attack. Also in Iraq yesterday, the Iraqi Special Tribunal announced the first referral of five high-level detainees to a higher court. The referral, similar to an indictment in U.S. courts, means they will be tried on charges of crimes against humanity. All five defendants took part in the 1982 arrest and execution of villagers in the town of El Dujail. At least 15 people in the town were immediately killed after a small group tried to assassinate then-President Saddam Hussein as he traveled through the village. The tribunal says another 143 people were tried unfairly, then executed, and 1,500 people spent years in prison without trial or charges. The five defendants include one of Saddam's half-brothers, Barzan Ibrahim Hassan al-Tikriti, and a former deputy prime minister and vice president, Taha Yassin Ramadan. This constitutes the second stage of the court proceedings, and the trial will not start until after a 45-day mandatory waiting period has passed. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert in Baghdad.